head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show on the day before Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're listening to the show on Thanksgiving or later, so keep that in mind as we talk about dates and stuff. I am so happy to be joined by my guest co-host, Stephanie.
Hi.
How
I'm
are
here.
You are
I'm
here.
Great.
You're fresh off recording your own podcast, 40-ish, right here on the Louisville.am network.
Yes, Dan and I just finished up for next Tuesday.
How good is that?
I know. We love our time together just chatting about random things that you often decide via text 20 minutes before we arrive.
Oh, so you prepare.
We prepare far in advance.
More so than the Rusty Satellite Show.
Yeah, totally in advance.
We're totally winging it here. You, so how's the 40th show going?
Really great. I mean, we're on 26 or 27 mm-hmm. episodes.
Well, we're on 29 of E-Drink Talk, so we're about the same age.
Right. And we've been just chugging along, not running out of stuff to talk about, and people are listening, so can't complain.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, that's good. Because, you know, I'm thinking about starting one called 50-ish.
Yeah, I don't know. 40 is in now, you know. You
gotta, that's the hip, cool age to be.
Yeah, that's okay. The hip, cool age to be. So we're kind of feeding off of that.
Isn't 50 the new 40?
No, you see, no. 40 is the new 30. I don't think there is a 50 thing. You might be pulling out. I don't know. Because we do encourage the 50-somethings to listen so that they can give us some wise words regarding the previous decade.
Oh, okay.
And then we encourage the 30-somethings to listen to get prepared.
I see. You know? Well, when you need an old fart to come in, you know, I have the wisdom of I know you all talk about your kids a lot, and mine are – my youngest is 18, so I'm done with that stuff.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Right, but you have a good perspective. We love that stuff on our show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Well, this, of course, is the Rusty Satellite Show. I always, in the opening segment, mention my great sponsors, which are Passport Health Plan, which has been with me for about 140 of the shows, or at least, and my friends at Eye Care Institute down there on Story Avenue. You ever been there?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, you should.
I will check them out.
If you need to get your eyes checked, or if you need some more serious stuff done with your eyes, they're the experts. They're the best in town. 502-589-1500 is the phone number for the Eye Care Institute. So there you go. So, Stephanie, you've listened to, you ever heard the Rusty Satellite? You've been a guest on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Of course, right.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh. Maybe three. I mean, a long time ago.
you were among the first guests.
It was a long time ago.
Probably in the old studio.
No, I think we did it remotely.
Did we?
We might have been at a coffee shop or something
like
that.
See, when you get in your 50s, you can't remember things that happened.
That's what I don't remember, but I don't think I can gauge things by when things happened, when I was like home with my children, working, which job I had, you know. And so I think that was during a flexible period of time. So I think it was maybe three years ago.
Well, maybe in the next segment we'll get into how great your Louisville Family Fun site is and all that. But first, we got to talk about my guest on the show, and it's a great show. It's a Thanksgiving-themed show, sort of. In the second half of the show, we're going to have a guy named Lyle James. You ever heard of him?
No. What does he do?
Have you ever heard of cable access TV?
Yes.
Well, it still exists, which I wasn't quite aware. But Lyle has been doing a cable access show here locally for 18 years.
18 years.
Believe it or not.
He must have a following.
I guess he's a happy guy. He's a lot of fun. He's been written about in Leo and Inside of Louisville and all these places. He's just a fun guy, and I love the interview. So that's the second interview.
Okay.
And the first interview is a guy, Stan Sigwald from Dare to Care.
Okay, so he's going to talk about Thanksgiving and giving back.
Yeah, they have this visual, and I know everybody listening to this. You know, it goes on Wednesday night. But what would you think, Stephanie? This is an amazing thing to me. On Thanksgiving in 1969, were you born yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I was. Louisvillians woke up to read a story in the newspaper back when people still read the newspaper.
Yes, yes.
About a 9-year-old boy who died of starvation right here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, I've heard of this story. Right, right. Because I've went to the Dare to Care Lunch and Learn.
Okay.
And I've heard them talk about this.
Yeah, this is a big deal. The mayor goes and they have a vigil, you know, it'll tug at your heart, I guess. And the work that the Dare to Care in this interview, I get Stan to talk about all the work they do, and it's amazing. 20 million pounds of food a year.
It's crazy, and it's a good reminder that it's not a distant problem.
No, it's right here. It's all over the city, and he talks about that. It's like you might assume it's all in the West End, but it's not. It's every zip code.
Right.
And all these Christian ministries that are around town in different parts of town, that they all are a part of the Dare to Care. That's where the food goes.
Right.
For
right.
people that need it. So anyway, that's what's on the show. It's going to be great.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So what we're going to do now, Stephanie, is we're going to go to our first break, and we'll come back. We'll hear from Stan and me on our interview, and then you and I will come back and talk.
You got it.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I am in the Louisville.am studios on Wednesday before Thanksgiving with Stan Siegwald. Stan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Stan, tell me that title of yours again.
Director of Strategic Initiative. Some folks call me the junk drawer.
There you go. He's with the Dare to Care Food Bank, and I'm thrilled to have him in here today. You're probably listening to this on Thanksgiving or the day after, but tonight, Wednesday night, tell me about this big event you have, Stan.
Yeah, tonight we have the Bobby Ellis Vigil at 7 p.m., and it is it's really a powerful event for us. It's free and it's open to the public, and it's a way for us to remember the death of Bobby Ellis, a 9-year-old boy who died on Thanksgiving Eve in 1969 in Louisville. And it was his death that propelled this community to organically start the Dare to Care Food Bank. And here we are 47 years later, if my math is correct, and this community is still going strong in response to Bobby's tragedy.
It's quite an amazing story, and the organization that it brought to life is really amazing. I understand Mayor Fisher and a lot of other big folks go to this vigil.
Well, we have it runs the gamut. We have Mayor Fisher has been to the vigil every year we've done it, other officials and community leaders, and folks from the neighborhood. We have members of Bobby's family that come to remember him.
Wow.
And to remember him on the one hand, to mourn his tragedy, but also, again, to celebrate how that generation in 1969, a generation before us, responded to the tragedy. They didn't take it sitting down.
Yeah. So as you were explaining to me, a lot of people in Louisville woke up on Thanksgiving morning and saw a headline in the newspaper, back when people looked at the newspaper, and it said that a 9-year-old had died of hunger on the streets in Louisville, Kentucky. And that's so hard to imagine today, but, you know, you guys, tell me again some of the stuff that Dare to Care does, because the volume of food that you handle is amazing.
Well, it's a great statement again, Rick, about this community and who we are. And in an era when we feel so divided and conflicted on so many issues, when it comes to making sure that no one here in Louisville, in greater Louisville, will go hungry, we come together. After Bobby's death, the food bank was started by a Catholic priest and Rabbi Waller from the temple, and they got in Father Jack Jones' basement with a pickup truck and just started collecting food and taking it out to the shelters. Today, we're on Fern Valley Road. This community has grown us to respond to an incredible need. In the past 12 months, we've distributed over 20 million pounds of food. That's enough food for 17 million meals. And we've distributed that to over 130,000 people.
Okay. And the recipients, I guess you said they're in all zip codes, right?
That's right. That's right. And the way we work is our job is to harvest surplus food. And that food could come from local farms, local retailers. It could come from farms out of state and manufacturers and wholesalers and distributors of food around the country that we're able to access. We get it into the hands of struggling families by partnering with other nonprofits and churches, area community ministries, and community centers. And they're the ones that are really on the ground level helping families and individuals that are struggling to get the food they need. One of our largest food pantries is Eastern Area Community Ministries, right down the road here, on Westport Road, Shively Area Ministries, Fern Creek Highview United Ministries. They're in neighborhoods that people don't typically associate with need and with hunger. So the families today that are suffering food insecurity, when the economy crashed in 2008, we saw the need double, nearly double. Okay. And it starts to hit families that you would never expect. Almost half the people that need food assistance have household incomes. They have jobs. Sometimes they might have two jobs, but they're not making enough money to make ends meet, to pay their utilities.
And you were telling me that sometimes they got to choose between food and some other essential. Essential, like paying the light bill.
That's right. You know, if a family's going paycheck to paycheck, and they may say the brakes go out on the car. Well, they need the car to be able to keep the job that they have to pay their bills. Well, do they get the food they need, or do they fix the car? A medical bill. If they have an accident and their insurance rates go up. I mean, they're just a laundry list of things that can tip a family that's living paycheck to paycheck over the edge and into the world of needing our help to have food.
Okay. And 20 million pounds of food a year collected. I know that some of that comes from, like, we all go to events where we contribute a canned good or two, but, you know, that's the one-at-a-time deal. I know you have a lot of events, right?
Right.
But you really collect food from some big sources.
That's right. Again, 95% of our food, donated food, will come from the food industry. Any grocery store you see in town, our refrigerated trucks are going to be at that store once, twice, maybe even three times a week, picking up food that 5 years ago that store was throwing away as the perishable food reached its sell-by date. So now we're getting meat, we're getting produce, we're getting dairy, we're getting eggs, things that are like gold to a family that's struggling to feed itself. And that's really our primary source. So how this community supports us is giving us the resources to have those refrigerated trucks, pay the gas, pay the upkeep.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question, because it just occurred to me. If you're collecting the stuff that's going by the sell-by date, I mean, are there assurances that those things, I mean, the milk goes bad, you know, and so you're collecting the bad milk. How do you put in assurances that even though it's past the sell-by date, it's still edible? And
That's a great point. We won't collect bad milk. So let's say if something is a sell-by, that's not consumable by. And what most retailers will tell you is consumers, I don't know about you, but if I go and I see something, if I go today and the sell-by date is tomorrow, I'm probably not going to get it.
Right.
So they will take that food. It's still very consumable. We had to work with those retailers to convince them we knew how to handle that food. And that's why all of our staff are trained in safe food handling. We have huge refrigeration and freezer facilities at our warehouse. Our trucks are refrigerated. And then the partner food pantries who eventually receive that food are also trained and are given the equipment they need to make sure it's stored properly. We're here to help people and not get anybody anybody's sick.
Sure.
We also have mobile pay. A lot of times that food will go out the same day it's collected if it's kind of triage and okay. it's seen that it has to get out quickly.
All right, well, let me ask a little bit about you and the organization. 20 million pounds of food distributed is not done by a guy in his basement or anything like that.
Right.
You know, how big – tell me about your job and how big is the whole organization?
Well, we now have over 50 employees.
Okay.
We work hard. Our overhead, according to our most recent 990, is under 5%. So we stay lean and mean.
Okay.
Everybody wears multiple hats. So my role is to work with the team to keep us on point with a strategic plan, also to work with our volunteer team to get – we have nearly 5,000 volunteers a year that help our operations,
okay.
Help work with events, and work to get the word out about the need and how we're responding to it.
Okay. Yeah, as the public face, I guess, of Dare to Care, you are very busy, especially this time of year, right?
Well, I have the face for radio, as you can say. Yeah, and there are a number of us who will try to play this role. But, yeah, we're very busy. You know, the holidays are a time where we all celebrate abundance and generosity, and that spills over to our neighbors. And
mm-hmm.
we at Dare to Care see a real outpouring of support and compassion by the community during this time.
Well, certainly, you know, the news crews are all always go down to the homeless shelters
mm-hmm.
on Thanksgiving, and you know, I work with a guy that does a coat drive every Thanksgiving. There's a lot of people in need.
Yeah,
it's great. An organization like you gets a lot of attention this time of year, but your need is year-round.
The need is year-round. And in fact, the little secret that we try to not keep it a secret, but is that the need for food assistance is actually greater in the summer. And the reason for that is that you've got about 50,000-plus kids in Jefferson County Public Schools who no longer are getting a free lunch. So if you consider how many meals are pulled from the community in the summer,
sure.
that puts a huge stress on families, and that's when they really turn to our programs, our food pantries. Our Kids Cafe program doubles in size during the summer months.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't thought about that. It's certainly a legitimate point, and hopefully at least people think at this time of year about doing for others, and that's, you know, we all have a lot to be thankful for. One way to express that is to reach out to other people.
Yes. Yeah. And again, this community has been incredible to Dare to Care. We are the community. We're the community's expression that no one will be hungry in Louisville.
Okay. Well, let's close by just giving people that are listening an opportunity to know how to get in touch with Dare to Care if they have either a need or if they want to help.
Sure. The best ways go to our website at daretocare.org. You can find us on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is @DareToCareFB. And you can also call us at 502-966-3821.
All right. You can get in touch with Stan and do something good for somebody this holiday season. It's a great organization, and I'm really thrilled to have you on the show, Stan.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
And this is the co-host for this week, Stephanie White. I'm glad to be here on the Rusty Satellite Show. It's always nice to talk on another podcast other than my own. And contribute.
That's, I know, good. It, and it's great to have a lovely voice like yours, a pro, right here on
not
the
quite,
show.
But I'm just, I like to say I'm like a professional talker, but not necessarily a voice pro, if
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, well, you know, we're professionals. So sometimes we get a little bit of money for this, so it's all good.
Mostly for the fun.
So we're here on Thanksgiving. I thought it'd be fun to have you on because, like, 40-ish, you're still got kids at home and stuff.
Yes.
And so what's Thanksgiving like for you?
Well, Thanksgiving this year, and Dan and I have talked about this on 40-ish, I am having it for the first time in my home.
Oh, my.
I know. It's kind of that age where I say, you know what?
We don't have to go to the in-laws' house anymore. I can cook.
That's a significant moment in your
life.
So
let's do this. So, you know, some of this was precipitated by the fact that I got my kitchen remodeled.
Oh,
very
good.
40-ish thing to do, right?
Yeah, that is exactly.
And so
there's
this year's
about that.
The first new brand new kitchen. Well, it's been a year, but this will be the first big meal, you know, holiday meal we'll cook in there. And I think prior to that, I don't think I had an oven that could really fit a significant turkey because it was so old. But we're just going to have everybody home. It's going to be small.
How many people?
Oh, just us. It's two kids, my husband and I, and then our in-laws.
Oh.
My in-laws. My husband's parents. And so not too many, six of us. We'll all fit comfortably around the table. Right. I don't even know if we have to put the leaf in the table. And, you know, it's just going to be your traditional Thanksgiving meal. Watch some football. Maybe some parades.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a big Lions fan.
Right? I could care less about football. Or couldn't care less. I mean, I just know that it's part. I will provide the snacks. How about that?
There you go.
I don't care at all about football.
The entertainment during commercials. So what a lot of people really spend a lot of their time on is getting ready for shopping, right?
Yeah, I mean, some people go crazy about it, I think, but that is not something that I really entertain. I've never thought of that as part of the holiday. It became something throughout my life. It became the Black Friday. Now it's like Black Friday takes a whole week. I'm confused about it. I don't know if is it really a thing?
Do people really do this? It's really a thing. My girlfriend Paula called me this morning, and she says, "Oh, I'm so upset. I just saw the story on TV." I said, what? What could be so bad?
A disaster.
Said, yeah, they've got tents outside of Best Buy, and they're already, it's Wednesday, and they're already lined up.
I don't care that much about electronics to camp out.
There are no items in the world that I want so much that I would like
but
to spend that much.
But I do know people that I have worked with people over the years that I know that they get excited. It's like them and their mom and their sister, and they go get their Starbucks, and then they head out and they love it and they think it's so fun.
Paula does that. She draws the line. She she's going to be going out like at midnight and like she does every year. But I guess in her mind, she drew a line with the Best Buy thing that camping out 24 hours before she goes out is too much. So I don't know. I don't have much of a desire to do any of it, but a lot of people do.
No, yeah, I mean, if it's worth the deal and it's worth the savings and you have a system,
yeah,
I think I would be too much of an amateur that I would get.
If I could get like a new car for $1,000, you know, I don't know.
If it was really worth it.
I can't really think of anything I want to have.
I'm more of the shopper that I'll start super early, that I shop online or I shop when I see things, I get it done intermittently, that there's no need to rush out and do it all in one day.
Yeah. Or you could do like I do, and there are some great deals to be had on December 24th.
This is true.
That's the day
to go. The last minute shopper.
That is the day to
go.
Isn't
that when you do see, am I going to be stereotypical here and say a lot of men?
Yes.
That's when you see all the men out.
You
almost
see people like me.
Like the card aisle on Valentine's Day or the flowers. I always want to take a photo of the flower area at the Kroger, like on Valentine's Day at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
It's packed.
Yeah. Well, I'm always there. That's the time to go. You know, you might change your mind or something might happen. What I did once, like for Christmas, I did something really unusual and I bought a gift like 3 or 4 weeks in advance. And I kid you not, this is a true story. It was, I can't remember what it was, but it was for Paula. And it came to be Christmas and I couldn't find where I hid it.
You couldn't find it. You see, you got to be more strategic. I have a bin. Don't tell my children where the bin is. But I have one specific area.
I don't have places to hide things.
I put them in there.
I think we eventually found the gift, but it was like
it became a birthday
surprise
gift.
In March. You know, oh yeah, I got you that for Christmas.
No, I have a specific area.
Okay.
When I buy the things, they go directly deposited into the gift bin.
Well, you're so organized. And, you know,
Not quite. I'm
kind of envious of that because I listen to some of the things you talk about on Fortish, and it's... You have it together more so than most of
thanks.
Us, I think.
I try.
Now, you are I was thinking of a good thought to think about. You run this Louisville Family Fund website, which is really cool. Tell me about that.
So Louisville Family Fund is something I started 7 years ago. It's a website. I've got 13 writers now, and we have sister websites now, one for Oldham County one for the whole state of Kentucky, one for Shelby County. And it's really just grown to be a place where local families can trust some kind of current, really current information, fun stuff for people to do. And it's just a great online resource, and it just keeps plugging along.
I tell you. And I mean, you're making money. You've got all this stuff going on, and it's a really good resource, I guess, for families, you know.
Yeah. We have, across all the websites, about 100,000 unique readers a month. Mm-hmm. And so advertisers like that.
Yeah.
Especially since it's majority moms. And mm-hmm. so those are decision makers.
Moms make the decisions.
Moms spend the money. They decide where the kids get their eyes checked and where the pediatrician. They decide all those things. Typically, I don't want to say always, but it's a great demographic, and it's just a great group of people too. Because when I tell the community about service or giving back or doing all those kinds of things, they respond as well. So I kind of use Louisville Family Fund as a medium for helping Louisville in general, not just the families.
So what's the big thing on the site or that you're telling people to do, like, Thanksgiving-wise? Is there
stuff? Well, we have, like, a huge list. You know, Thanksgiving just gets pushed aside a little bit for for Christmas. But one of the fun things here locally for families to do on Thanksgiving is at the Northeast Y. They have the turkey run in the morning, the turkey trot. Lots of families love to do that. And then you can go eat without guilt.
That's
you
the
see?
Thing.
But besides that, we usually tell folks about all the holiday events in general that are going on, because there are a lot of Christmas events. A lot of local places wait to do their kind of light up events till right after Thanksgiving, so that all happens.
I've driven over there by the Mega Cavern. I guess that's on your list.
I know, that's on the list. So there's all those holiday things, but then there's also, we've been telling people about service projects that they can do with their kids, because this season is a time where people naturally are thinking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where to donate food, or
go to a homeless
make
shelter.
Blankets for kids at St. Joseph's Children's Home, things like that. So that's what's popular now on Louisville Family Fund. So we try to get behind we've been doing it for 7 years, so we know what is on people's mind, and then we just give them that information.
Well, there you go. Well, I tell you one that won't be on your list. I do this other podcast called Eat, Drink, Talk.
Right.
Okay, one of the things we talked about this week, maybe in your younger days you went to Gerstle's.
No, because I didn't live here.
Okay. Not in your
I went to the Gerstle's of my... You did. You mustn't have listened to the podcast where I said, really, I just did not go to bars.
Yeah. Sure, sure. Well, they're having an event on Black Friday called Eat, Drink, Donate.
There you go.
Which is pretty cool. They're making enough turkeys so that they intend to have leftovers.
Awesome.
So you can go there and get a turkey sandwich leftover, just like at home. But
great.
With beer from Gerstle's and football on TV.
Perfect.
On Friday. So
awesome. Know. Is there a charitable element to it?
Yes, they're asking people to bring stuff for Wayside Christian Mission.
Awesome.
So there you go. It's great to have events like that, and it's a new thing. You know, here's another fact that you may not have known.
Okay.
That I learned this week.
Okay, another one. See if you can get me.
This is going to be an easy question because of when this is. But do you know the biggest night of the year for Gerstle's?
The biggest night of the year for Gerstle's. Well, I mean, I would probably go with the obvious of New Year's Eve or something like that.
Yeah, no, you would be wrong. It's Thanksgiving Eve.
Really?
Wednesday night.
Well, I would think a lot of people maybe come back.
That's it. The college kids, the kids that drink and go out and do all that, they come back.
And they're looking for something to hang out, meet up with each other.
They go see their old friends and people that are graduating. They move to another city to get a job, and they come back for Thanksgiving. So apparently it's just a huge deal.
Yeah, something that Dan has gotten on about with me that's happening this weekend that I am not attending is my 20th high school reunion.
Oh, how could you not go?
Because it's in New York. And it's on my daughter's birthday. Over Thanksgiving, it's too much. too much traveling.
That is a...
But it's going to be interesting on Facebook. See all the photos.
You'll see the photos.
And all that stuff. But that just made me think of that because it's all the... It's everybody coming back together. And I don't feel old enough to have graduated high school 20 years ago.
Well, here's the thing.
I guess time has passed.
I did that a while back because I'm 50-ish, as you know. And the thing I came up with is now I know why I haven't been hanging around with those folks for the last 20 years.
it was confirmation to you of
those aren't the people I should be hanging around with. But one more topic to get on. I know you care about this. The University of Kentucky and the University of Louisville are having a big football game on Saturday.
Yes, I heard about this, but again, football and me.
We won't see you in the parking lot beforehand, shivering. And
I kind of drinking. Can anticipate what's going to happen, although who knows? I mean, yeah, I guess when you get those two teams together.
Newsflash, we got a prediction on the game coming?
Well, actually, I do pay enough attention thanks to social media and being forced, since I live in Louisville, to pay attention to Louisville football because you don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
You know?
5 out of 6 radio stations have somebody talking about the what bowl game the Cards are going to.
Yeah, so I do know what happened in the last Louisville game, and I think they're just – my prediction is they're going to come back with a vengeance to prove themselves and just annihilate Kentucky.
Oh, good. Well,
That's my prediction.
I'm certainly on your side on that one.
I kind of think the scariest thing for another team is to be the game after a good team loses.
Gets their shit kicked.
Yeah, because then they just come back like
Let's hope
everything's
so.
On the line.
They're like 25-point favorites, which is, I think, a bit too high.
That is high, yeah, and especially for a state rival and people get up for those games.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen.
I'm more into, you know what I'm, you probably don't, maybe you do not know this. Maybe you do not know this, but it is also the finals for, it's the NCAA tournament for men's soccer. And that's what I care about. And Louisville is still in it.
They're still in it. Playing, I heard they won the other day.
Playing Notre Dame at home.
At home?
On Sunday. Wow. So people should go to that because that is a very exciting game. Two ACC teams playing in, I mean, this is now the third round. I went to Wake Forest, so I care about Wake Forest. They also play on Sunday, but I'll have to watch that on TV. So that's what I care about this weekend, not so much the basketball game.
Okay. You'll be out there?
The men. I can't go to the Louisville Notre Dame game. My son is all upset. He wanted to go because I have to watch the Wake Forest game.
Oh.
And we're at the same time.
Wow.
So we'll be all gathered around an iPad because
live versus TV. I don't
care so much about Louisville. I don't care so much about the Louisville Notre Dame game as I do about my alma mater. So sadly, we have to gather around the iPad to watch it because they don't put men's soccer on TV until it's like the last game.
Yeah.
I think so.
You get an ESPN3 on your phone.
Yeah. So we have to watch it on the app and we all gather around and watch it on the app. And
what fun.
I know. So that's another unknown sporting event that's happening this weekend that is important to Louisville.
Okay. Well, I'm sure our listeners will be going out Sunday to see soccer in the cold. It's crazy to go in football in the cold. I'm really worried. I really worry that November comes because outdoor, like football games, I do not like to freeze.
I grew up in New York, so I equate being frozen to going to football.
Paula says it's football weather.
Layers and hot chocolate. I went to Wake Forest and went into shock when I was like, people were, you know, in September going to a football game and girls were wearing sundresses and sandals. And I'm going, where are the hats and the hot chocolate and the, you know, the little heat packs that you smack and you put in your shoes? Well, that's what I think football.
We
cold weather sports.
We weren't meant to be out in that weather. I think so. Anyway, that's about all of our time here. I want to get to Lyle Janes, who is our he's a host of a cable show just like this, and he's quite a affable character. I think he's fun. There's a picture of him and me on Facebook right now. So you should get to know Lyle.
Yeah,
maybe he'll have you on his show because he's
sure. I'm up for it.
You're a famous
I'll talk to anybody.
Person. You know, you've got Louisville family fun, 40-ish, got all this stuff. So, Lyle should listen in, and I'm sure he will, and he may be calling you.
All right, Lyle, give me a call. Give me a ring.
he'll want to be on there. But anyway, I hope audience, I hope you enjoy my interview with Lyle James. He and I met because he had my good friend Chris Thieneman on his show, and that interview you can see on LouisvilleKY.com, and it's all fun. So listen in, and Stephanie and I will be back shortly.
Hey, I'm Dan Vonderhyde.
I'm Stephanie White.
We host a weekly podcast called
40-ish.
It's a show about life at middle age.
I'm not 40 yet.
Well, you're getting there eventually.
I guess.
So each week we talk about something that applies to the life of a middle-aged person. We drop a little bit of wisdom in every episode, and we go out and talk to people about their experiences.
And we laugh.
And we laugh a lot. It comes out every Tuesday. Make sure you download.
Tune in.
And I'd like to welcome to the studio Lyle James, a public access TV show host.
Yay!
It's great to have you in the studio, Lyle. I'm looking at this picture you brought in. This is you on T-Bar V Ranch. That was about, had to be early 60s, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. That is something, because I remember that I think I was on that show too. Back in the day. We all got our start in TV there,
we
right?
We did. Oh, I loved it. It was fun. And I wanted some of that cake, but it wasn't real. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. It wasn't that clear to me what all was going on, because I can barely remember. But my mom told me that I was on that show. So a staple in local TV that had a long, long run. And speaking of... This is a segue. We call this a segue. The TV shows that had a long run, Lyle, you have been doing a public access cable TV show for coming on 18 years.
That's right. Next month, 18 years.
Wow, that's a big deal to do anything that long. I thought 176 weeks was something. tell me about the show.
Well, rather late in life. I was almost 40 years old, and I had been in the modeling business, and then when I got a little bit too old for it, I decided to one night I was laying in bed, and
well, you are a good looking man, so I can see the modeling thing.
I was going through the cable access. I saw some of these crazy shows. I said, oh my god, how do these people get on TV? So I called down there, and at the time there was a waiting list, 8-month waiting list.
Wow, to get your own show on TV.
It was. So I got on the waiting list, and it was...
I should have gotten on that list.
So 8 months later, I had forgotten all about it. And then Becky, who was in charge then at the studio, calls me up, and she says, well, are you ready to do your show? I'm like, yes. So I hung up, and I was frantic. So I got a friend of mine who was a novice comedian, and she... Barbara Thornton, she was my first guest, and I had a red sport coat on. I looked like a used car salesman, and I went on, and I interviewed her. I sang Christmas songs to my Cocker Spaniel, and that's how I got started.
Well, obviously, they can't get rid of you, but there's a lot of changes in the TV business the last 18 years.
Absolutely.
But actually, I have to admit to you, Lyle, I was surprised at this, that cable access is still a thing. I'm sure they don't have a waiting list like that anymore.
No, they do not. No, I'm probably one of the longest running shows on anymore. 70% of the shows on there are religious, mm-hmm. One way or another, and some of them are in their kitchen. You can see steam coming off of their green beans, and they're preaching to you. And then there's some shows that are way out in left field. It's kind of like an amateur Johnny Carson with on a shoestring budget. It's just
okay. Well, good. What you do, I mean, and you can find some of these on YouTube. I know for our listeners that follow me on LouisvilleKY.com, The Pulse of the City, we have an excerpt from the Lyle James show with his guest Chris Thieneman, who both of us sort of put us together. You must do what? Several, 10, 12 shows a year?
Yes. I don't do as many as you because that's the rules of cable access. But we can tape two shows at one time. I tape every 6 weeks, and you can
tape. You go in there and you demand I need to be on every single week.
Every week.
The new show.
Yeah, we're called Spectrum now is our new name.
Okay.
And that starts the first of the year, and so I'm no telling what kind of changes are going to come in.
Okay, well, what are the so we've had we both are in the business of interviewing people, so I think we've had other than Chris a lot of common guests, right?
Well, I've had Tom Owens, who is retired now from Metro Council,
right?
And
Tom
of course, he's a historian. He's been on twice. I've had Miss America Heather French Henry on before.
Okay, I haven't gotten to her yet.
Kirby Adams has been on before.
She's been on this show,
and. So many comedians. The late, great Tim Wilson was on the show. Tim Cavanaugh, comedian, has been on the show. The sexy Monique Marvez.
Oh, wow. I'd like to see her. All right. Well, I know we both know Bernie Lovers.
Absolutely.
From whiskey fame and other fame, I guess.
Yes. So. Bernie's been on the show a couple times.
Wow.
He's
wow.
really busy these days. So.
Yeah, he really is and does great work over there. But, but you've done some other things besides the show. You told me you've been a comedian yourself, right?
I have. I've kind of taken a break the last couple of years, but I started out as a doorman at the Comedy Caravan and used to watch the comedians, and I thought, well, I could probably do that. So they used to have a show up and go up, and you were guaranteed 3 minutes. And I'll never forget my first time on stage. Brett Soule was the stage manager, and he said, okay, kid, you got 3 minutes to get on stage. You can say what you want. And he said, just remember the shock factor. He turns around, walks away, and with all that, I'm like, okay. So I go back up to him and said, okay, you got my attention, Brett. What is the shock factor? He said, well, if you keep cussing, people get bored, and you'll see it right away. So so I learned to not be so blue on stage and try to be more clean. Comedy is the way to go these days.
Yeah, you don't strike me as somebody that would go into the genre of dirty jokes. But if you got one, I'd love to hear it.
No, I can't think of any dirty ones, so I don't know.
But so you did some you did some stand up comedy at Comedy Caravan. That was cool. And you live out in Highview.
Well, I grew up in Highview. I actually live in a little city near Audubon Park called Parkway Village.
Okay, I know Parkway Village. Yeah. All right,
I've
been by your street out there in Highview.
Oh,
James Farm Road, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's named after my grandfather.
Are you kind of a celebrity out there?
No, probably not. But I'm thinking of moving back up there near my dad. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I spent a little time out in that neck of the woods, and I mean woods when I say that.
Well, Highview's up and coming now. It used to be the country, and now it's the suburbia.
Okay, so you've quite a career. You've done this thing, and you've been featured in Leo Weekly. You've been featured in a couple other magazines, Louisville Magazine and all that. What's the shtick? What's the thing that attracts people to your show?
Well, it's a clean show. I've had a couple people on there that shocked me when I was standing in the wings.
That's what'll happen if you ever have me on the show. I promise. I promise it'll be huge.
But
I lapse into Trump every once in a while. I'm sorry.
I guess I get people out of their normal realm, and I get them relaxed, and they start talking about, I guess, things they probably normally wouldn't, and people find it interesting to watch.
So. And you go, by the way, you know this is on the air. Right?
Yeah.
People are going to see this. Don't tell your dirty secrets.
Absolutely.
People do that. I tell you, I used to teach public speaking at a college, and these kids would get up and they'd tell these personal stories that I'd say, well, wow. That's the kind of story you don't tell anybody because you're embarrassed. You've probably got some stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
But well, I was waiting for one. But we're just having fun here, Lyle. But all these shows all over the years, and is the cable access business, I mean, Do you get any numbers about how many people watch the shows or anything like that?
Well, we have, according to Time Warner, we have over 900,000 viewers. No, I don't think.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't think that everyone on that channel watches my show, but they have the capability of it. But I'm kind of a reclusive person. I don't go out too much. But when I do go out to the mall, which is rare, people stand there and stare. And one day I was standing there and I would look
Maybe that's what you're wearing.
Maybe that's what it was.
I don't know.
But they said, oh, look, there's that guy on TV. And I turned around to see who they were looking at. And I'm like, oh, I forgot I'm on TV.
Well, that's fine. Well, you are, you know, the headline on the Leo story they wrote about you about a few years ago, Mr. Nice Guy. So you're known for being nice.
I try to be. I'm just recently became a Kentucky Colonel, but I
wow.
But I don't have the 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah, you didn't wear your uniform or anything here today.
No, why I wear a black suit today? So
that's right, because you're in. I've just got to bring this up. You're in the funeral home business, so that's your undertaker garb.
Well, yeah.
Now, how's that? What do you do in that industry?
I'm behind the scenes. I just do paperwork and answer phones and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I used to like drive limos and hearses, but it kind of tore me up. I could.
Because it was sad to drive with the family of the deceased, or just
yeah, because yeah. I lost my mom about the time you lost yours, so
okay.
it I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's tough to
it's
deal
hard.
With, and a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, we can mention Thanksgiving. Right? You know, we're doing this show for Thanksgiving week, and you think of all the joy and happiness that getting together with families brings, but Thanksgiving is really a difficult time for a lot of people.
It is. We have a program called the LIFT program through our funeral home where if you've lost a husband or a spouse or mom or dad or brother and sister or whoever, and it's like a support group. And once a month they meet and they have a dinner and they usually have a guest speaker. And so it helps.
Yeah. I'm sure it does. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm cooking.
What time do I show up?
Probably about 3. I got a butterball this time. Last year I was told it's too dry, so I'm ready for it.
You better work on that recipe. There's a lot of judgment involved. I went over to Lyle's house. His turkey was too dry. You know, that's a good fodder for comedy, right? All that, all these family things. You know?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, a lot of families, they leave home for a good reason, and they go back, and they drink heavily or have to smoke 2 or 3 packs in order to get through the day, you know.
I always said at my 20-year high school reunion, I walked out of it, and I said, wow, now I know why I haven't been hanging around with these people for 20 years.
True, I know what you mean.
That's really my favorite Paul song. Paul Thorne song. Paul Thorne does our theme show here on this song. You know who he is?
No.
Well, he has a song called "I Don't Like Half the Folks I Love," and that's an appropriate song for the holidays. You gather all those people you don't really like them.
Well, you choose your friends, but you can't choose your family.
So that's the way that goes. So anyway, we got to wrap it up here, Lyle. Tell me where people can see the show, the Lyle Jane Show.
Oh, well, it's on every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on Channel 9 on 98. On
so you tape a show and it repeats.
It
every
does.
Week, right?
We usually tape 2, and one will air 1 week, one I'll air the next week, and okay. Vice versa.
So is the current show the one with Chris?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
And in that tape, is there another one already in the can that's coming up?
I'm taping one next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can talk to my people, and they can get with your people, and we can see if we can get something together for that.
Are you trying to say you want to be on my show?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've only done this show enough. That would be a great honor. So we'll see how that goes. But, it really is a delight to meet you and see this. And
well, you know what I end my show with? That's what I'm known for.
I need a good ending for
yeah.
the show.
So well, yeah, I always
can
say.
Can I steal it?
Yes. I always say it's nice to be important, but more important to be nice. So that's how I end my show.
All right, Stephanie. So now you know about Lyle Janes, and I wanted to tell you about a thing I did last night that was really cool. Is the benefit of running Eat Drink Talk is invites.
Oh, yes. I do know those kind of perks.
I think I'm still full. You ever been down to Butchertown Grocery?
No, I haven't, but I have some friends that have been.
You should, and you should also check out the newly opened Lola Lounge upstairs. In fact, it just opens this week.
Very cool.
It's a special room. It's really cool, and they got a different menu, but it has Bobby Benjamin's signature all over it. And a special bartender drinks list, you know. Do you get out? Do you get sitters and go out?
I do,
out some?
Right. And that's where I think most of my friend that did go, she went with her and her husband and another couple. They went to the Butchertown Grocery for a kind of date night out, that it kind of really screams that atmosphere and that.
Yeah,
lends
well, that's cool.
That.
And for those that have been there, the whole thing upstairs at Lola is totally different. It's a performance space. They have they're going to have music. It's all kinds of stuff. Like Teddy Abrams, it regularly goes
cool.
up there. And so anyway, I'm very excited about going back because right now it's 12 hours later. I'm still full.
I don't know. that's because they want you to try everything.
They brought
things.
Everything on the menu out, and we tried them, and it was great. So before we go here, I want to talk a little bit. You, in addition to all the things we've already talked about, you got a full-time one of those things that I don't want to ever have again, JOBs.
It's not full-time. I work part-time.
Oh, you're a part-time JOB.
I'm a part-time JOB and then part-time entrepreneur, business owner. And this way, I did, though, you know, for a while, have a full-time job while maintaining all the Louisville Family Fun stuff, and it became too much.
That's a lot.
Yes, and so I scaled back. I now work part-time for a PR firm, and it's a good blend because
okay.
you've got...
A good mix. You're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy with
Your
that.
Your kids are happy.
I'm not... Yes. You see, my children are at the point where they're at school all day, and then they go to an after-school program. They're engaged with their activities in the evening, but during the day... I am not someone that deals well with being alone all the time. And so if I just did Louisville Family Fun at home, it's too much for isolation. So a part-time job that's professional and I'm learning something in an office downtown, it gives me a little tick on my box every day that says I got out, did something, learned
something.
Cool. Yeah, so
all
that's
right.
what I do.
Well, we got to wrap it up here pretty soon, but I wanted to mention again the 40-ish podcast right here on the Louisville.am network. What day of the week's that come out?
Tuesdays.
Every week?
Every week on Tuesdays.
Every week. That's a good, consistent thing to do. I think Rusty Satellite may be the longest running show on the Louisville.am network.
Yeah.
Show number 177.
Mm-hmm. Impressive.
Wow. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing it, and getting to have people like you as my guest co-host. It's really great.
Thanks for having me.
I want to mention before we go, sponsors. We have Passport Health Plan and the Eye Care Institute down on Story Avenue. They're both great to us, great to the show, and in a time of Thanksgiving, I'm going to give thanks for having sponsors of the show. It's really great, a great thing. You want to say thank you to anybody, Stephanie?
Well, no, just thank you to you for having me on here, telling everybody about 40-ish and some of the other things I do. It's always a pleasure.
Well, we do have fun, and most of us, you know, when you see so much stuff in the news and in the world, it's awful. It's good to take this time out and say, wow, I got it good. Show some gratitude.
Right. Keep it positive.
Keep it all positive. That's what we're doing right here. On the Rusty Satellite Show, I want to remind you, speaking of thank yous, got a lot of people that helped me put things together. Jackie Bentley over at LouisvilleKY.com is helps post stories. You would love her. She's got kids and does that.
Awesome.
She's 40-ish or so.
All right. Soul sister.
And my man, my man Jason Smith does all the tech stuff, runs the websites. And, of course, our good buddy Dan Bonderhide produces this show and... It's been really great to me for 177 straight weeks.
All right.
Wow. A lot of fun.
You have a lot to be thankful for.
That's right. So thank you, Stephanie, and that's all the thank yous we're going to do. But enjoy your Thanksgiving. I hope you're listening to this on Thanksgiving or the day after, and get out there and enjoy some stuff. Do something good for the world. And we'll be back with show number 178 next week.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.